views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nancy Mack, and you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with Benny, Taylor, and, of course, Mary Jane. And today we have a great topic, balancing your body after the holidays. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive. And she does a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your deficiencies are and then recommends a nutrition protocol that gets into your body, balances, brings you back to where you need to be. Is that correct, Mary Jane?
That's it. That easy.
It's quick. It's easy. It's simple. And the results are very predictable. And if you do what my mom says, you'll be better.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty much an easy solution. I always say what I do, it's easy to figure out and put you on the right protocol. But I've been doing what I do now for 22 years. And I for about 18 of those years, I traveled all over the country teaching this work to other professionals, to doctors, chiropractors, medical people, nurses were also in the group. And it's just an amazing technique to get to the core issue of what's going on and with predictable results. I actually use Biotics Research Nutrition Products, which are top of the line, the best products out there. When you look up Biotics Research on the web, you will find that their ingredients are absolutely top grade. There are no finer ingredients in nutrition companies than Biotics. And that's why we have predictable results. For example, if you buy let's just say vitamin C. You go to the health food store and you buy a vitamin C. And say you buy two different types, and then you get a Biotics vitamin C. And if you were to have a lab test these products, the two that you get in the health food store, I'd say 90% of the time, when you test the tablets in each one of those bottles, every one is going to be different. And that's what you call quality control. There is no quality control. So you're not always getting what you think in the bottle. And with Biotics products, if you were to test each pill in that bottle, they would be almost identical to each other. So you know that it's guaranteed what you get in the bottle is what it says on the bottle is exactly what you're getting.
So people who try to do the right thing by buying supplements or nutritional products at the health food store or grocery store aren't quite getting what they need.
No, and it's not quality control. It's like Biotics products are top of the line. So you think about they're at the top of the graph, you might say. And when they get ingredients that don't fit their standards, they turn those ingredients away, and then they go to the next person in line down the chain or the next nutrition company. And then it keeps going, and by the time it gets to a lot of the health food products, that's like the bottom of the chain. The quality control changes dramatically, and that's why you never know what you're getting. And often when people are taking supplements from the health food store, generic things, they really need to take a lot more to get the same results. So what you see on the bottle, the labeling, isn't always what it is, what's in the bottle.
Well, I want everyone to know that Mary Jane will be taking your calls today and answering your questions. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It could be a question about yourself. I forgot to mention Mary Jane also works on animals, horses, dogs, cats.
I think, whatever.
Yeah, small animals. Or if you have a question about your children, grandparents, just go ahead and give us a call. A lot of Mary Jane's clients have gone to doctors, done the medical thing, trying to figure out what their issues are. And by the time they get to her, they actually get an answer. I'd say 99% of the time.
Well, and it makes sense to them. I mean, they've had all the tests. They've had the CAT scans. They've done everything. And then somehow they find out about me. And when I do the muscle testing and identify what the issue is, it totally makes sense. And actually, often they already had an idea that was the problem because they had been telling the doctor, this is, for example, I have pain on my right side and it's very specific, but they no one paid attention to them. And it could have been gallbladder, it could have been kidney. And so when I explain what I found and what kind of symptoms you have with it, it makes total sense. It's not a surprise.
So today we're talking about balancing your body after the holidays. Now, I know we all have been indulging since Thanksgiving. It starts at Thanksgiving and I would say goes all the way through to New Year's Day. So we've all been having extra food, cookies, candy, alcoholic beverages for those, some of us. And it's kind of like one continuous party. And now's the time to get your body back into balance. And Mary Jean's going to tell us how we're going to do that today.
All right. So, you know, after the holiday, everybody wants to go on a diet. And I am not a believer in diets. I am a believer in changing your food program and eating clean, good food. And not necessarily trying to jump into a strict diet, because most of the time they don't work. You can do it. You can lose the weight. But as soon as the weight is off, you have trouble stabilizing, and then the weight starts creeping back on.
Well, I think a lot of times everybody's New Year's resolution is to lose weight and go to the gym. And what is it? January 16th. So I think a lot of those resolutions are probably already broken by now.
Well, exactly. And it's just looking at what you're doing and making some simple changes. And, for example, just cleaning up dairy and wheat in your diet is an easy solution to getting your body in balance and losing those extra pounds. Because dairy, what we're going to talk about is your body being in balance. And how you gain all that weight is your digestive system is totally off balance. If your digestive system was healthy and working well, you wouldn't be eating all that food because you would be satisfied. When your digestive system isn't working, when you eat and you're not digesting and absorbing that nutrition, then that food just putrefies in your body basically and rots and builds up in your gut and you're never satisfied. So you keep going for the quick fix and eating more. And so once your digestion is working properly, you're satisfied. So you're not reaching for that excess amount of food because you feel full.
Or sugar cravings.
Oh, yeah. Sugar cravings. Huge. Sugar cravings. Your digestive system is totally out of balance. So what we're going to talk about is some of the things that affect your digestion. The first thing is your stomach. Your stomach produces hydrochloric acid. And you need enzymes to digest your food. And today, 90% of the population is low on hydrochloric acid because everybody's taking Tums and all those other antacids because they have heartburn and indigestion. Well, the antacids stop the production of hydrochloric acid. So now you don't have the hydrochloric acid to burn up your food. And it does stop the symptoms, but often when people have heartburn and indigestion, what they actually need is hydrochloric acid. And so what you do is you take hydrochloric acid as tolerated. You take it till that heartburn goes away. if you didn't know what to do. What I do is very specific. I give you exactly what you need, and there's no guess, and it totally takes care of that stomach indigestion. So that's one part. And if the food can't get past your stomach and start to be digested, just think of what happens the rest of the way down.
All right. Well, you are listening to Mary Jane Mack on Transformation Talk Radio. It's time for us to take a short break. Melissa, you stay on the line. We'll get back to you on the other side.
Imagine it, or do I see a stare? Is there still longing there? Oh, I hate myself and I feel crazy.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm trying to be cool. I'm being paranoid. Am I seeing things? Am I just insecure? I want to believe it's just you and me. Sometimes it feels like this.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, and you're listening to Mary Jane Mack Radio Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Today, our topic is balancing your body after the holidays. And if you should have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Should we go to Melissa?
Let's do it. Melissa from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You are very welcome.
What can I do for you, Melissa?
Well, I have a question. I heard recently that people who are considered to be diabetic are low in iodine, and some people are. And I'm not sure what that's about. And also, I have to say, thank you for bringing up dairy. I love, love dairy. And it's very difficult for me to not have dairy in my life. Any tips about that?
Well, usually we're attracted to the foods that were the biggest allergy to our body. When I say allergy to our body, it's the ones that cause the most problems, digestive problems, weight issues. And so when your body is in balance, like your digestion is in balance, you may not crave the dairy so much. And also sometimes you need, you're low in calcium, and that's why you go for more dairy. So that's an issue. So is this, you're talking about the diabetic situation for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I find is, like for you right now, what I'm picking up, it's your gallbladder. So do you have any digestive issues?
You know, I mean, with the things that you've mentioned, like sugar and dairy, when I partake in those, I have, you know, a little bit of acid reflux. So then I take some apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm overweight, so I'm sure I do have digestive issues. I'm just kind of confused because, you know, I have some friends that are vegans and, like, don't eat any meat ever, don't eat any fish, don't eat any dairy, don't eat any grain, don't eat any oil. I'm like, what else is there?
Well, let me tell you what I say. For one thing, I am picking up on you that you have a gallbladder issue. When you have a gallbladder issue, like, your gallbladder is a 2, so it's full of sludge and debris. So when you have a gallbladder issue, then that backs up all your other organs. So it will put your pancreas in low gear too, which could affect your blood sugar and have your blood sugar fluctuate. And often by just taking care of the gallbladder, you can stabilize the pancreas. So what I see is it's not always the organ that's causing you the problem that's really the problem. And when you have a gallbladder, for example, your stomach digestion has to do with the gallbladder. Your gallbladder is first, and then your stomach is also toxic. That means you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach, and then you're also lacking hydrochloric acid. Now, taking the apple cider vinegar is a good thing for you. That helps balance your digestion. And, I mean, it's the best you could do if you don't know what to do. And so when you have a gallbladder issue like dairy and wheat, and I always start with people just saying get rid of heavy wheat, like heavy grain, like 7-grain or really heavy breads. There's a lot of things that have wheat in it. And if it's down the road and not the first ingredient, but further down, you probably could get away with it to start with, unless you have some major other issues. So if you just look at trying to make your life simple and try and get rid of the obvious dairy and the heavy wheat. And then as far as protein, when you go for protein, try to get antibiotic hormone free, like especially chicken. You should always get antibiotic hormones.
Oh, yeah. I always get really clean meat.
Yeah.
But now as far as the grain goes, what about oats?
Well, if you have a gallbladder issue, even oats right now would bother you.
Oh, okay.
Like, here's what I say. If somebody has a gallbladder issue like you, what I see you have right now, you need to do, like, steamed vegetables. You need to do clean protein, fruits that are easy to digest, or even, like, applesauce or canned fruit packed in its own juice. Those things are going to be easier for you to digest and help get your digestion working. If you eat like lots of salads and raw vegetables, that actually isn't as good for you right now because your body can't digest it. It has to work harder, and then you're going to feel worse. So if you don't have what your body needs to break down that good food, then you get in more trouble.
So, that makes sense because when I do eat raw vegetables, I feel like I'm really not I don't feel easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and what I do is if you were to come into my office, what I do is put you on a program to get that gallbladder functioning and working again. and help you get your digestion back in balance. Because if you have a weight issue, you're not going to, I don't care what diet you go on, you could possibly lose some weight, but you're not going to maintain that. Or you will be have a really difficult time losing weight till you get your digestive system in balance. It's like going uphill all the time.
Just a symptom of digestion not happening.
Right. So you just, and when everything, and when you're, again, when your gallbladder is not functioning, it puts your, it suppresses your thyroid, it suppresses your hormones, it suppresses all the organs in your body, so you're not functioning at the level you should.
You probably get depressed, too.
Oh, everything. You're, if your gallbladder's a two, everything's a two.
Wow.
So we'd be happy to help you. Give us a call.
I would love to. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Melissa. If you would like to get an appointment with Mary Jane, give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232. If you get the answering machine, that means Rhonda is on another line. Leave your information and Rhonda will get back to you right away. So that leaves another line open. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And it looks like we have Cheryl on the line. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
How are you?
My call. Good, thank you.
You're very welcome. How can Mary Jane help you?
I am calling about my sister's cat, and we live together, and his name is Zeke, Z-E-K-E. And he has sores on his body. Like, and this has been going on for quite a while, and she's been to numerous vets, and nobody can really determine what the cause is.
Okay, what he has is a kidney issue.
And
he's got a kidney issue, and all those toxins are coming out. I mean, he's probably had it a long time, so all those toxins are coming out his skin. So what if you were to call our office, I'd put him on a product to clean out the kidneys, and, you know, they don't need very much. It's hard to get nutrition in the cats, but they don't need very much. And I have people use, like, wet food or whatever it takes to get it in, and he just needs to be on that product to clean out the kidneys. And also his food, whatever food you're using is not the right food for him.
Gosh, he keeps changing his food, trying to get better and better food, thinking that, you know, that's the cause, food allergies.
Well, it's not just, it could be the food allergies, but if it's not the right food, it affects the kidneys and clogs up the kidneys.
Okay.
Even water will, if it's not good water, will clog up the kidneys. So you should be using bottled water for the kitty. And,
okay.
But what I do is muscle test the food so we get the right food so it saves you money and time. And we figure I could figure that out before you even buy it. And we get the right food that's going to work, because if you don't put that whole package together, you're always fighting this.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
And one more thing for you is you have to do the drains in your house, because the drains in the house are the gases. When the drains get mucky and moldy and hair and everything in them, then that air you're starting to breathe in, and that affects the kidney and bladder. And so if you don't clean the drains in your house, then that kitty, even if you do the nutrition, won't get better. So that's really important.
Can I just use bleach?
Well, you can use bleach, but I would use more of an industrial-type cleaner, either a green cleaner or a heavy-duty cleaner. And when you can use the bleach, but you have to do it really often. So it's better to do a good, deep cleaning on them, and then that lasts usually 3 or 4 months. And you have to do maybe double the amount if you haven't done it in a long time to get it deep clean. Makes a huge difference. Huge.
Okay. That's
all right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. The drains. I love the drains. The gases coming up from the drains, but you can't smell the gases. But I have to say, at my house, I was feeling nauseous. Did the drains. Nausea went away. So it's very important.
It's very important. And it's like so many things are a factor in those drains. It's like where people have flooding, where people have broken pipes, where water has been frozen, and all those things back up your sewers. And even if you have a septic tank, you have those. You think about if you were to take a little scope and look down your drains.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah.
All the hair and everything.
Absolutely. And you think about in the shower and tubs are always the worst. And so when if you don't do those things, those that affects your health all the time.
Okay, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's time for us to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about balancing your body after the holidays. And if you'd like to talk to Mary Jane, ask her a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You killed the lights, so draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what I don't mind.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The night, are you gonna stay the night? Oh, 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 are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night?
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are talking about balancing your body after the holidays. Let me just give out Mary Jane's information. If you would like to know more about Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232, or you can visit her at MaryJaneMack.com. Also, she has a fan page on Facebook, which is MaryJaneMack.com, so go there and you can like her. She puts on quotes of the day, family photos, pictures of the ranch, and her horses. And so it's always a fun, fun fan page to check out every now and then.
It is a fun fan page.
She's like shocked. I caught her up on.
Yeah, and we really would like to hear from you on our fan page. We'd like to hear what topics you'd like to hear on the radio, what you'd like to see on the fan page. Give us your feedback, and it would be Much appreciated.
Exactly. All right. That we do have a phone line open if you'd like to call and ask Mary Jane a question, either about yourself, about a pet, about a family member. And that number is 1-800-930-2819. Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She's able to tap into your system and figure out exactly what's going on. So I also would like to mention, if you can't physically get to Mary Jane's office for an appointment, she does do phone consultations over the phone. She has clients all over the United States and even some out of the country. So,
right. And we have horses and animals all over the country. So it's always fun to do what I do because it's usually a pretty easy solution to what to you might be a major problem.
Right. I remember we were talking about the gallbladder and how if it's congested, the way you start snacking. I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago and had a weak moment at the airport and decided to delve in and have a hot dog. And I knew immediately after having that hot dog, I needed to take my nutrition. Otherwise, I was going to blow out my gallbladder. And got home and got on that nutrition right away, which solved my continuous munching problems, which usually happen when my gallbladder goes back. So I know what my mom does actually does work because I have been doing it for as long as she's been doing it. So she's kept me healthy, and I appreciate that.
Well, good, Nancy. You learn what to do when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what I teach all my clients is it's, you know, life isn't perfect. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect all the time. So if you do party and do things, there's nutrition you could take after so you catch up and you don't get in trouble. It's like be preventative. Don't wait till you're in a gallbladder crisis or a digestive crisis, and then you're really in trouble. So I like to teach my people better ways to do things and how to come out of the holidays better than they went into it. And so it's all about the tools you use and what you eat and what you do.
And I'd like to say, if you are balanced before going in the holidays, you will never get into that trouble. Because,
exactly.
I mean, we had our fair share of parties, and because I was able to keep my body in balance, I wasn't going off the deep end, you know, overeating and snacking. But everything in moderation works really well.
Yeah, and you pick out the best of the things that you can have. The big thing is when you stay away from processed food. Think about good, clean food, but it could be tasty, good, clean food. And read the ingredients and try and eat organic as much as possible. It's not always possible, but remember to wash your vegetables good. And either a fruit and vegetable wash or just plain apple cider vinegar, put it in the sink and put all your fruits and vegetables in there and let them soak. And it'll lift all the toxins and chemicals off the food and make it healthy for you to eat.
And remember, no microwaving.
Absolutely. Microwaving causes... Well, when you microwave, you change the ingredients in the food. And especially if I see people microwaving a baby's bottle, a plastic bottle in the microwave, then all those chemicals and toxins go into that baby's milk. So it's really, really bad. So, and when I see people who are in serious autoimmune conditions or serious health conditions, if they're microwaving, they take a long time to get well, and they keep having the same things go on. Because when you microwave, that makes the food toxic to your stomach. So then you build up, then you have this bacteria in your stomach. And then that bacteria causes inflammation. And it goes through your intestine, and those toxins go through your kidney and bladder, and then it causes kidney and bladder issues. And if you already have a kidney issue, then you are constantly fighting inflammation. So it's one simple thing to change if you have a serious illness that could help you dramatically.
So no micro, and that even includes heating up that cup of coffee.
Well, people will say, oh, I just heat it up a little bit. Well, if you heat it up a little bit, that's still all those toxins go through your kidney and bladder. And if you have kidney and bladder issues, look at microwaving first. So
it's a simple, effective thing not to do. Looks like we have a call. Gabrielle is on the line. Hi, Gabrielle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. So this past year and a half, I've been doing, I've been on and off in cleansing, been doing a lot of juicing. But I feel like I have, I've hit a plateau. And I don't know if it's my thyroid that's giving me problems or my gallbladder. But what when I eliminate all the dairy, I still have the sometimes the pains, and like I said, I've hit a plateau where I can work out as much as I want, but I can't lose the weight.
Okay, so here you're juicing, you're doing all the right things, and your body's still in a crisis. What you are, you're a two straight across the board. That means you're a two on your right side, on your left side, and in the center. All your organs are a two. And that means that the primary cause is your gallbladder. And when your gallbladder is a two, it sets everything, all your organs are suppressed. For example, your thyroid is not functioning the way it should. Nothing is functioning the way it should. So you've given up some of the things that cause you trouble, but the juicing is actually hard on your system when your body's not functioning. Okay. Or maybe the juicing could have even caused all the toxins to move through your gallbladder because it started functioning better. But now your gallbladder can't move that debris through, so now you're stuck. So juicing for you right now sometimes it's not the best thing because there's no place for all these toxins to go. And remember, juicing is straight enzymes. It's really good food. It's very healthy. And when your body is that tired, it can't handle that. So you have to go back to some basic, clean food eating with like steamed vegetables. Things are easy to digest for a while to help you get through this.
Okay.
Do you have bloating? And?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got your bile duct, which helps the liver produce bile and gets into flushes the gallbladder, and all that bile goes into your intestines to digest the food. All of that is functioning at a 2 out of a 10. So you're stuck, totally stuck, and that's why nothing's happening for you and you feel so bad. So if you call our office, we can help you out of that pretty easy. It's getting you on the right nutrition to get the organs working again and get you going. And what I tell you is, again, you could do the mild fruit. You could do steamed vegetables. You could do protein, small amounts at a time. And that will help you, too.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call our office at 888-777-4232 and talk to Rhonda. If you should happen to get the answering machine, Rhonda is on the other line, so please leave your information and Rhonda will get back to you as soon as possible. You can also check out Mary Jane's webpage. That's MaryJaneMack.com. Leaves another phone line open. If you'd like to ask Mary Jane a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
So what happens is when people start having issues, they might try to do the right things like giving up the wheat and giving up the dairy, and that they learn to stop eating anything that causes them trouble. So then they wind up with a very minimal type diet, maybe a few things they could eat that doesn't bother them too much. So then they start to feel, oh, I'm doing good and I'm pretty healthy and things are working. Well, things still aren't working. It's just that you've avoided all the things that your body is going to react to and that's hard to digest. But you still have the same problem underneath. And things still, when they're still not functioning, all your organs aren't at peak performance, so you're not going to feel as good.
So you say stay away from dairy and wheat. Now, what's an alternative for dairy if people do like dairy? Is rice stream milk? Almond milk, can they have that?
Absolutely. Almond or rice stream milk is perfect. Usually they can still handle some butter. That's okay.
Eggs?
Eggs is okay.
And what about bread? Now, I know there's no wheat. Potato bread? If you have to have bread.
Potato bread.
Potato bread is your best option. So stick to those steamed vegetables, clean protein, which would probably be chicken. What about beef? Can you have beef?
You could have a little bit of beef, but, you know, the worse you feel, beef is harder to digest, so you have to keep that in mind. So chicken is easier, but if you're eating small amounts, you can – it's like I tell people, you know, who are eating all kinds of food, if you just go to smaller amounts and cleaner food, you'll be fine. And that's what most people can deal with versus taking everything away. And they usually do well, just changing the type of meat they have. They can even have some pork. There's antibiotic hormone-free pork now. So there's other things. There's lots of meat products that you can have. And a lot of beef is antibiotic hormone-free. And so you just have to be careful where you get it, the quality of it, and that's what makes a difference in how your body can metabolize it.
Okay, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about balancing your body after the holidays and getting it back in shape and in tune. If you'd like to ask Mary Jane a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack. Yes, Mary Jane is my mom. We're with Benny and Taylor. Having a great day. Today we're talking about balancing your body after the holidays because a lot of us have overindulged. But it's okay because Mary Jane's here to help us and get us back on track. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and talk to Rhonda. Again, if you get the answering machine, don't panic. Rhonda's on the other line and she'll call you as soon as you can. You can also visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com to learn more about her. So where are we going to pick up, Mom?
We're going to talk about the kidneys a little bit. Because people don't realize the kidneys have a lot to do with digestion. And during the holiday, which between Thanksgiving and Christmas, what I see quite a bit of is gout. And what gout is when the kidneys can handle certain protein. So then the protein builds up in the kidney, to make it simple. And that protein affects the joints. And so that's when you get swollen, like people will get, their toes will be sore or they'll have swollen knees and their knees will have a lot of fluid on them. Or they could have their hands or fingers feel stiff and puffy. That has to do with the kidney.
And that's heavy protein in the kidneys?
Protein that the kidneys cannot digest or utilize. So sometimes that's from a lot of what I see is turkey. Turkey really affects the kidneys.
I'd like to say that in our family, we haven't had turkey at Thanksgiving in forever, which I'm grateful for because I was never a big turkey fan anyway. But isn't turkey a scavenger?
Right. And eats his own feces. But what I see with turkey is when women are, especially women are eating turkey, it's really, they really have slow weight losses. So if you're eating turkey and you think that's healthy for you and you're not losing weight, you might want to switch off the turkey and go to chicken. And so anyway, during the holidays, when the kidneys can't handle the protein, you can have a tendency toward gout. And that means swollen, stiff joints. So if you have a joint that's really stiff and sore and you really can't touch it, that probably has to do with gout. The kidney. And so what we do is use a product to pull out the protein out of the kidney, and it cleans up the kidney and totally gets the joints healthy in a short time. It's pretty amazing what we can do for like gouty arthritis. So that the kidneys also, when you have foods that are negative to your body, that means they move through your body very slowly, then they can clog up. Well, how does your gallbladder and kidneys get clogged up in the first place? Because your body gets so tired that they can't move the sludge through. So now everything gets stuck. And then when the sludge gets in your kidney, you can have nausea. You can have stomach problems. You could have burping. You can have belching. Irritable bowel syndrome has to do with your kidneys. Diarrhea, colitis, all those things go back to the kidney. And when you take care of the kidney, then the bowel can heal and get better. Because when the kidney is backed up, all that, I'll call it sludge and debris, goes into your gut and irritates your gut.
Now, sludge and debris, is that like all the bad foods that we might eat?
It is.
Like the hot dogs, the microwave food, processed foods.
Exactly.
So just dairy, to clarify what the sludge is.
Yeah, the dairy. That's why if you have a kidney issue, and it doesn't mean you have kidney disease. It means if your kidney, like when I test people and their kidneys show up, they really cannot handle dairy at all. So what I do is work with them and get things cleaned up. And then if they can probably have dairy occasionally, but not on a regular basis ever. Because if they do, they won't feel as good. And then it's like having an allergic reaction to something. So when people say, oh, I can't handle dairy, I think I'm allergic to it. Well, that's really basically what it is. Your body rejects it, and then it becomes inflamed, And that's why you can't handle those things and you feel better without them.
So with the nutrition, taking the nutrition, getting in your body, eventually down the road after you get balanced out, are you able to have...
You can have dairy occasionally.
In moderation, occasionally.
Occasionally. But it's not... And you'll know how you feel when you have that dairy. And I'm talking about it's got to be pretty good quality dairy. The better the dairy, like whole like cream, for example, the more whole it is and not broken down like skim milk or whatever, then the better it is for you. So the better it's made, if you're going to eat something, you want to go for the best.
So you can have cheese. You want to have cheddar cheese versus American cheese.
Yeah. You know, American cheese all has milk in it.
American cheese, according to my family in Chicago, loved American cheese. But now I always said that's not cheese.
Yeah.
American cheese is not cheese.
And Velveeta is not cheese.
No. And actually the cousins have been very good. So now when we go out and we share a burger, we actually get cheddar cheese on it. And it's not a problem anymore.
So down the road, you can't handle that. It's just not going to be something that you're going to have all the time. And you're going to know the difference. But your choices are going to be open. You're not going to be limited. You'll be able to have different foods and be able to handle them once your body's in balance.
And I think that's what I like. There's no when you take the nutrition, you don't have to not have certain food groups, because I think mom really, you know, allows you to have all of the things you love in moderation. And while the nutrition is getting into your body, repairing it and bring it back to normal, you know, you don't feel like you're losing at anything.
Exactly. But I will say that I really am a big fan of the paleo diet or paleo. I don't like the word diet, but the paleo program, because I think it's one of the best programs for that people love and can follow. And it has to do with getting rid of inflammation in the body. If you have an inflammatory condition, if you have high cholesterol, if you have an autoimmune, if you have any type of disease, when you go on the paleo program, it is good, healthy food, and you will be able to change all that inflammation in your body, cholesterol, all the things, and still eat plenty of good food. And it's definitely not dairy or wheat, but there's the program has tons of recipes that are really healthy. You see it on Facebook all the time. So it's a good direction to go if you don't know what to do, and you lose weight on it if you want to lose weight. So if you're not sure what direction to go, I highly recommend the paleo program.
So it's not about dieting. It's about changing your lifestyle and adding some of those good foods in. And I think one of the simplest things you could do is just stop microwaving.
Yeah,
I know exactly. I know it's very hard. I was a little reluctant in the very beginning when mom said no microwaving. It meant cleaning a few more dishes. But I have to say I did notice a difference with that. So
yeah, food tastes totally different.
It tastes totally different and it tastes better. So. Yeah. No microwaving. If you do one thing.
Well, exactly. And it's just start reading the labels. You know, it's a new year. So the new year is time to make changes and for new beginnings.
All right. Looks like we have Marilyn on the line from New Jersey, North Carolina. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We got a few minutes left, Marilyn. So.
Okay, great. I'm having a problem with both of my legs, and I'm wondering, is it something that I can resolve? I have pain in the right leg and a pain in the left leg, too. And I did have a medical procedure done to them. But it's been going on for 2 years, and I was very healthy and fit before I had the procedure done. And I'm wondering what I can do to resolve it.
Well,
will it resolve?
Well, it's a kidney issue for you. Is what's going on with your legs. It's your right kidney, and your left kidney is off too, but your body's functioning at a 3. So you got something stuck in your right kidney, I'd say, that's causing your leg pain. And until you get that taken care of, the legs are not going to get better. And again, that's one of those things. We put you on a nutrition program to clean out that kidney and get it functioning the way it should. But when things get stuck in the kidney, you'll have a lot of knee or leg problems or joint problems. So So that's what I would recommend. Give us a call, and we'll be able to help you out with that.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the sclerotherapy injections that I had?
The injections? And what did you have that for?
Sclerotherapy to take care of surface spider veins.
Yeah, well, spider veins have to do with kidney, too. So I don't think that really helped you as much as what I'm not getting that was a big plus for you doing it. I don't know if it helped you or not, but that wasn't the main problem. You still got to take care of the kidney to help the underlying problem.
Okay. And I do that with nutrition. Thank you so much for that information. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Marilyn. If you'd appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And Mary Jane, any last words?
It's a new year, a new beginning, so start today. Don't put it off and make little changes, and you can have the life you deserve and the best life ever.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be back with you next month. Have a great day.
Some kind of wonder, it'll ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy. They wonder why. I'm such a baby. Yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you. You can call me a fool. I only want to be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only want to be with you.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. and visit KathysHandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.